Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone to visit with us a little bit about an exciting project here as Cass County is part of a project to do more reaching out here with regard to food and other types of issues here locally. And Lisa Bates is the Assistant Director of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Community Economic Development and joins us to talk a little bit about this program. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. This is all part of the mission. I mean, it says outreach right there in the name, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And so much of what you do is largely reaching out to folks. And the Crop Cart program is one I was kind of interested in. I see there are a few counties in Iowa, including Cass, where this is being introduced. And it's something a little bit different. Can you explain a little bit about the premise of the program?
Absolutely. So the Crop Cart came about after several years of an interdisciplinary team here at Iowa State University, really looking at both food access, value-added products, independent grocery, and that around particularly rural areas in the state of Iowa. But it really is making sure that we have fresh produce available to all people across our state. And when we did that research, we really found there was this gap. And one of the gaps that we addressed with the Crop Cart is to help local food businesses start to take a look at how they could add value to fresh fruits and vegetables to help improve profitability and help extend that shelf life so that hopefully we could get the fresh fruits and vegetables, processed fruits and vegetables, out to consumers across the state.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I just hear the term Crop Cart on its face, I immediately think about, you know, one of these little mobile areas where people drop off their fresh produce and people can pick it up, but that's really not what it is.
No, this is a pretty small cart. We are really looking to address the needs of how do you do some value-added processing, but not have to invest in a full kitchen. And to be able to take a next step in adding value to those fruits and vegetables. So this isn't a full processing facility, but it's a small step toward that to really start to think about consumers using fresh fruits and vegetables more in their daily diets, to think about taste testing, maybe doing some value-added product development, even food safety training.
Okay. So let me get this straight then. I want to understand it completely. This is not necessarily just for the average person out there. This is to assist others, folks who are serving others already, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And that's one way that we're getting out into our local Extension County offices. So like you said, we're in Cass County. We also have a Crop Cart in Washington County and then another one in Winnesheek. And that's where we really can get to local people and local local businesses, food businesses, through our connections at your local county offices.
Yeah, you mentioned just a few counties. Why Cass County? Why were we chosen?
Well, we did a request for proposals out. We had a dozen counties in Iowa across the state write in about how they would utilize the Crop Cart, why they should be chosen for the Crop Cart, and Cass County was one of the top three that had great explanations about, hey, you know, they have connections already, they have a need, they wanted it, they were already planning programming around it, and how they would utilize that for the year.
Yeah, it's been a pretty active area here locally in Cass County with regard to not just farmers market type of activities, but things surrounding that and assisting in the food area here. So I assume that had a lot to do with the fact that we were chosen.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, not only the county extension office and how engaged they are in the local community, but also what the local citizens around that county have interest in and where they really are looking for support within the food system.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, is this program designed primarily to kind of help some folks who are in that industry already, but maybe just have limited resources or limited means to maybe reach out and try some different things?
Absolutely. It takes a lot of we'll just say money and capital to put in and trial maybe some new business entrepreneur to be able to do some value-added processing, to put in a full business kitchen. That's quite of an investment to just, you know, try something. So this is a more available, readily available choice for those that want to trial out and maybe not make that first large investment, but maybe figure out, is this the next best step for us? And see, you know, do their products start to have that viability across the state and maybe even in the region?
It gives folks a chance to take some risks, even perhaps see some failures along the way to be able to guide themselves to a better area.
Absolutely. I like that idea of, you know, it's low risk and it's okay to fail when you're not, you know, putting all your hardworking money into infrastructure that maybe you aren't sure yet if you need it.
Yeah, you bet. Especially in a smaller community. It's kind of tough. And we do have a lot of local producers who, you know, who do it on a smaller scale, but they just don't have the means to be able to take those larger risks like that. So for those folks who are hearing this and think, gosh, this is something I may want to look into, what all would be involved for them?
Well, you would contact your local Cass County Extension office, and you would be able to sign up for use of that crop cart. And they have all the information, all the equipment available for you to trial it out.
Okay. So you say we keep talking using the term crop cart. What specifically is the crop cart? Is that like a van that's outfitted, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's funny you ask, because I know exactly what it looks like, but it's hard to picture what it really looks like for everybody else. The crop cart is not fully enclosed, and that's why, you know, certain users can use it, but we can't do full on processing for retail markets, let's say. It's the step toward that to trial out, where you can take this in the back of a van or a truck. Take it to a local location that you want to trial your processing out. And it could be a farmer's market to do some taste testing. It could be another local area. It could even be, hopefully, in your local county extension office if they have space for that. But it is all-inclusive with your processor, your fruit and vegetable processor. It also has some additional equipment. And all you would need to bring with you are any kind of fresh fruits and vegetables you want to try out, any of your ingredients, and some packaging, and you would be all set to go to try your processing and see what you can create.
It has all the utensils, all the materials that you would need, except for the raw materials.
Exactly, exactly.
Very good. So if I go to, say, for example, a Produce in the Park event locally, I may actually see this.
Yeah, you might see the crop cart out at many events, hopefully throughout this whole year. We're also hoping to look to expand and add to our additional number of crop carts over this next year, and maybe even get one out to the Iowa State Fair here this summer.
Oh, nice. So is this kind of a trial run, a test run, to see how receptive this program is?
It is a trial run for this first year. We are also allowing local county offices to do a trial run. We're also allowing local food businesses to do a trial run through the use of the crop carts across the state. And we're really looking at, this is the ability for people to use it for a short period of time to see if they want to maybe invest in their own crop cart, or if they want to maybe take the next steps to maybe invest in some kitchen infrastructure in the future. So we really are hoping that this allows those next steps for anyone in the food businesses that deal with fresh fruits and vegetables.
Sure. Is there a cost when they apply to utilize this?
There is we do have a suggested hourly fee, but that really is up to the local county offices, how they want to cost that out. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
So, we were lucky enough to get funding through some grants, and we were also lucky enough to get some funding through our vice president for extension outreach. to build these carts and get them out into the counties across our state. So we're hoping to continue to build those up, have more of these carts out and about. And part of this is if you come to our website, you will soon see a where in Iowa is the crop cart, so that you're able to hopefully see what events the crop cart is at. Interact with the crop cart, and the best part is to go and eat some great fresh fruits and vegetables made in the state.
You bet it is. So, Lisa, that since this is kind of a start to the program, how do you look at the results? How do you gauge success?
We have, as a part of Extension, this is really what we love to do, is to do evaluation, which sounds so fun for everybody else. But we really love to hear how it's working for both our county offices and the end users who are trialing it. So we have some informal surveys that we have them fill out as they have finished using it, to see what has worked well, if there are things that we need to maybe adjust or change, whether it's within the program itself or even in the design of the cart. Because as we make next generations of crop cart, we can always do some adjustments to make sure we're really fulfilling the needs as we are hoping for.
Wow. Well, I've not seen pictures, and I'm anxious to see it, and I'm more anxious to try some of the products that are created using the crop cart here this year. Very good. Well, and if folks would like to know more or inquire about the use of that product, they can get a hold of the folks here, local crop cart locations here in Cass County. They just call the Extension office, correct?
That is correct.
Easy. Very good. Well, an interesting program. Look forward to seeing that as we get into the outdoor season and a lot of those great markets that we have here locally. Lisa Bates has been with us here this morning. She's Assistant Director, ISU Extension and Outreach, Community and Economic Development. Lisa, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck with that project.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time today.